This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The United States has imposed sanctions on more than a dozen Belarusian individuals and entities. Reuters reporting the U.S. Treasury Department made the statement on Monday, joining Britain, Canada, and the European Union in applying pressure for human rights abuses and the erosion of democracy. Belarus plunged into crisis last year when street protests erupted over what demonstrators said was a rigged presidential election. Veteran leader Alexander Lukashenko has so far ridden out the storm with a crackdown. His grounding last month of a commercial airliner and arrest of a dissident blogger on board drew Western outrage. The U.S. Treasury Department in a statement said it blacklisted 16 people and 5 entities in response to the Lukashenko government's escalating violence and repression, including its reckless forced diversion of a commercial Ryanair flight and the arrest of journalist Roman Pratasevich. Ethiopia is voting in the greatest electoral test yet for Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The election comes as war and logistical issues mean ballots won't be cast in more than 100 constituencies of the 547 across the country. The election is also the centerpiece of a reform drive by Abiy, whose rise to power in 2018 seemed to signal a break with decades of authoritarian rule and led him to winning a Nobel Peace Prize. Taiwan has welcomed the arrival of about 2.5 million doses of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine from the United States. It's a gesture that was met angrily by China. The doses arrived Sunday. They more than tripled an initial pledge of 750,000 doses made by the Biden administration to the self-governing island. This is VOA News. Looking at the stocks, the S&P 500 and the Dow rebounded on Monday with financials and energy shares rising as investors piled back into stocks that are set to benefit from a broader economic recovery. The Dow and the S&P 500 last week suffered their worst weekly performance in months after the Federal Reserve penciled in 2 interest rate increases in 2023. That's sooner than anticipated. Sweden's Social Democratic Prime Minister has lost a confidence vote in Parliament, making him the first Swedish government leader ever to lose such a motion. Stefan Löfven has been Prime Minister since 2014. The vote was initiated on Tuesday by the small left party, an ally of the minority government, and that is not in the two-party center-left coalition. A key trigger for the vote are frustrations over plans to reform Sweden's housing market because of accelerating price increases that took place during the pandemic. On top of that comes reforms of a long-standing shortage of dwellings. It's unclear what will happen next in Sweden. President Joe Biden's special envoy for North Korea said Monday he hopes to see a positive reaction from the North soon on U.S. offers for talks after the North Korean leader ordered officials to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation. Sung Kim, who is Biden's special representative for North Korea, is in Seoul to speak with South Korean and Japanese officials about the U.S.'s stalled diplomacy with the North over its nuclear program and U.S.-led sanctions. German police arrested a Russian scientist working at an unidentified university, accusing him of spying for Moscow. That's according to prosecutors on Monday. It's a case that risks further inflaming bilateral tensions. Federal prosecutors said in a statement that the suspect had been taken into custody on Friday on suspicion of working for a Russian secret service since early October 2020. That man was identified by the name Ilner N. and was employed until the time of his arrest as a research assistant for a natural sciences and technology department at the unnamed German university. German investigators believe he met at least 3 times with a member of Russian intelligence between October 2020 and this month. Claudette has returned to tropical storm strength Monday morning as it nears the coast of the U.S.'s Carolinas. The storm produced strong winds Monday, less than 2 days after it was blamed for 13 deaths in Alabama. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.